from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Blind well. En ons gaan gesels oor die waterinperkings. Do we call it water shedding? What was it now?
Yeah, I think we might need to. So I've got a theme for this. I think we can go with the good, the bad, the ugly of basic services right now. The good. Let's start there. We need good. Load shedding is being suspended tonight.
Hey now.
Yes.
I'm here for that.
Yes. That's fantastic. The bad. So we saw stage two water restrictions implemented. We subsequently this morning saw Rand Water already reducing supply by 30%. So they're already throttling. That's the bad.
Because Rand Water supplies the metros.
Yes.
And then the metros supply us.
Yes. And so Rand Water said to the metros, people need to reduce. This is why the metros introduced the stage two. It's more punitive measures, really, as we discussed last time. And then subsequently they started throttling. They reduced by 30%.
So met die inperkings of waar hulle seker maak ons gebruik nie te veel water nie, is ons nou weer op daai punt as jou buurman sy tuin nat spuit, dat ons dit moet rapporteer.
Ja.
Joe, jy lach, maar dit is eintlik wat hulle sê ons moet doen.
Well, I'm laughing because the thing is, I've been kind of topping up the pool and doing all those things.
Child, ik ga het voor jou rapporteer.
I
think you just faced up that we can now blame Joe for the ugly. Because the ugly hit this afternoon, where they're saying even past the 30% reduction, there's still people filling up pools, still people hosing down their driveways, and they're now taking control. And yes, so from 8 o'clock tonight, they're going to be, the term they are using is intermittent water supply may be expected. It's water shedding.
Water shedding.
Look, I mean, so to defend myself, I've been filling up the pool with borehole water. So,
one of those.
Yes,
one
of those people. Given.
Yeah. And is that your story and you're sticking to it?
No, but I've been telling you, I'm sorted. You know.
So, look, I'm very, very grateful. I do have borehole water, and to the team on air, not the whole listenership, to the team on air, come get water if you need to from me or Joe. But, yeah, hulle sê hulle gaan die water sny vir so lank as wat nodig is.
Maar weet jy wat is vir my nog selfs meer irriterend daarvan is ons is tans in 'n hittegolf of ons kom net nou uit 'n hittegolf in terug in nog een wat op pad is. So die timing is regtig nie goed nie.
Ja, en ek dink dit was Rob wat laas gepraat het oor ons damme, soos ons groot damme is vol. Wat Randwater sê is, dis nie die damvlakke wat die probleem is nie. Ons gebruik te vinnig. So jou groot damme is vol, soos wat ons opgaardamme, ons reservoirs, leegloop. Gaan dit te vinnig leeg vir hulle om weer vol te kry.
Dan is dit nie ons wat te veel gebruik nie, dit is hulle infrastruktuur wat nie voldoende is aan wat ons vereistes is nie.
So hulle sê dis 'n waterverbruikding en ek dink jy's reg, dis meer 'n watervoorsiening en infrastruktuurprobleem en hulle gee toe, dis nie die damme waar die dam groot damme, jy weet soos jou valdam wat dis nie die probleem nie.
I'm just listening to this and thinking to myself, I mean, we haven't had this before. Is it now suddenly a case they're turning around and saying we're using it too fast for the reservoirs to fill up again? But surely we're not, as a population, suddenly using 30% more water than we did this time last year. Like, surely the issue must be, as Roz says, getting water out of the dams, which Christelle has pointed out are full, and into the storage places and the reservoirs and so on. And I'm willing to, you know, bet money that load shedding has impacted this and the inability to run pumps and all those sorts of things to get water out of the Valdam and into my tap, that magic process, everything that's in between it. I mean, surely that hasn't changed so much in the last 12 months, 24 months, 36 months that all of a sudden we're down 30% on water and it's our fault.
So I do think there is a number of factors overlapping here because yes, so for example Hurst Hill in Johannesburg, which affects major hospitals, I used to live in that area, there it's an issue if it's a high-lying area, when the power goes they can't pump water, that's an issue there. There's generally high usage and then there's a heat wave added to it. I would love to, I think it's a fair question though, I would love to, and I'm going to try and find the data on if I can, and if anyone can help me, please do let us know on the WhatsApp line, maybe, if you know where you can find data on what was the consumption last year, this time versus now?
Exactly. Because, yeah. That's what I want to know. I want to know how much of this has been impacted by the fact that we've had the longest continuous series of power cuts we've ever had in this country.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to know why it's messing around with the water, because the Vaal Dam is 94% full.
Yeah.
You know, that is our water supply, and it is there, and the dams further upstream are full as well.
En die feit dat die damme so vol is, al wag ons steeds vir die reën wat moet kom. There is water.
I'm waiting for the rain. I tell you, we had a spit of about 3 drops the other night, and I was so excited for it to finally come down. Ek kan nie wag vir die eerste middag donderstorm nie, met die wolke wat so swart oortrek en die reën moet net las.
As hy kom, dan stort jy die dag buiten.
Get your bar of soap out, go stand in the garden.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but the takeaway from all of this is that they've said this is going to be the water restrictions. They're starting tonight, and they won't tell us how long.
They're saying it'll vary from area to area. It'll be as long as needed for that area's reservoirs to fill up. I think keep an eye on Rand Water's social media, on their Twitter and the like, because they will need to communicate more than what they have up to now.
Can I just ask one question, though? If we're saying that the Vaal Dam is about 90% full, and yet the reservoirs are emptying, what happens when it starts raining? And then the Vaal Dam will be 110% full, but we'll have no water in our taps.
And it will just flow down the Orange River and into the sea. As we do with water, because we're very good at conserving water, you know?
Okay.
Meanwhile, the leak that's been around the corner from my house running down the main street for 3 days is still going to be there. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if people
apparently that's
things.
Where 30% of our water goes.
Yeah. Yeah. In the Rubs Road.
Yeah. down my street. Yeah.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.